This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we're going to get into a little bit of the news that we usually do at the top of the first hour, but we'll play on the second hour. Pompeo, America obligated to fight Hezbollah in Venezuela and save duly elected Guaido. And straining to explain Washington's eagerness for regime change in Caracas, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Cuba was already occupying Venezuela, misunderstood how democracy works, and claimed Iran had a presence in the country. While navigating extremely delicate issues like international diplomacy for most world leaders requires finesse and sophistication, Pompeo opted for a more ham-fisted approach in an interview with Fox Business on Monday, weaving together a closely knit narrative of garish moralizing and lists of countries on America's naughty list. President Donald Trump's chief diplomat attempted to help American audiences understand the State Department, what the State Department is doing in Venezuela. And what they're doing is waging economic warfare, basically, and just forcing these people into the dirt. And, of course, our scripture reading before said, you know, we have to amend our ways. That's one of the big ones. We should not shed innocent blood. And, by oppressing these people for whatever money power interests are at stake here is just completely wrong. And you're not going to beat them into submission. That was Rome's way. You have to kind of motivate, lead, and inspire people to follow along, and just object brutal force, I don't think, is going to do it for us. WikiLeaks reveals U.S. military use of IMF World Bank as unconventional weapons. Very, very true. Activist Post article in a leaked military manual for unconventional warfare recently highlighted by WikiLeaks, the U.S. Army states that a major global financial institution's World Bank, IMF, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, are used as unconventional financial weapons in times of conflict up to and including large-scale general war, as well as in leveraging the policies and cooperation of state governments. So this document, officially titled Field Manual 3-05-130, Army Special Operations Forces Unconventional Warfare, written in September 2008, as if that's a big surprise. But, you know, what basically are all these institutions, right? Those are the money changers. Always there, always been there, and something that pretty much has to be obliterated from any realistic civilization overall. I don't believe it's the love of money that's evil, personally. I think it's money, just completely and totally. I think that was the poison, the disgusting thing that we put in the Garden of Eden that got us kicked out, is that we got everything for free from God, and then we started monopolizing it and selling it, maybe even for bartering apples. And that was just too much, and we got the boot. I'd have to say that because we live with this disease of money and the lust for money, people willing to sell their souls, their bodies, their organs, whatever they can do just for this money lust, that is probably one of the worst things we have going. And the fact that it leads us into wars where we just kill and slaughter each other for something that is illusory, because we don't come with money and we can't leave with money. Pharaoh proved that. Everything's still in his pyramids, that, you know, it didn't go with them. So the only thing we have is our soul. And why would we want to pollute it and destroy it with this evil money? UN rapporteur Khashoggi murder perpetrated by Saudi officials. Well, that seems to have come out of the bag completely, that Jamal Khashoggi was murdered, brutally tortured by, you know, basically a monarchist state. And that was one of the worst forms of government that ever existed, was these monarchies. And, you know, ancient Rome was no different. It was a unitarian leader that just ruled by decree, did anything they want. And we just see that it just devolves into the lowest form of government possible, because probably only the success of a state that is controlled by any one person would have to be Jesus or someone like Jesus or close to like Jesus, because there's just no way that any human being could be trusted with that much power. Over time, Absolute power corrupts absolutely, as it was said. U.S. blocks U.N. Security Council statement on Hebron monitors. The United States has blocked a proposed U.N. Security Council statement and Israel to eject international observer mission in the occupied West Bank. Well, you don't want witnesses around when you're doing bad things, that's for sure. And pretty much anything that's done by power and control relationships of nation states is evil. They're just turning you upside down and destroying your human rights and your dignity overall. It's just absolutely abominable, and it's, you know, how we can live in a world like this and put people on a pedestal as leaders that, practice these most archaic things on other human beings is beyond belief. New START treaty between the U.S. and Russia set to expire. Of course, this one won't be expiring till 2021, but a lot of these other treaties are probably meaningless because probably overall they're not really obeyed, and the technology that we have is just so great. Even with a limited inventory of nuclear weapons, we can be bombed into the Stone Age very, very quickly. That last commandment that Jesus talked about loving one another is probably far better than any of these treaties or pacts or developments of weapons by any way, shape, or form. New Mexico governor pulls National Guard from the border, rejects Trump's fear-mongering. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lejeune Grisham, Democrat, rejecting Donald Trump's claims of an immigration crisis. Go work for the Border Patrol for a little while, my dear, and I think you'll find out when it gets dark and you're out there all by yourself and maybe somebody can come and back you up, maybe they can't, I think you're going to have a whole different opinion on what's safe and what's not safe. I remember just responding to burglar alarms in Toronto, and, you know, you got to go down a dark alley to check the back door, and you don't know if anybody's there or not. And this is in the old days when, you know, you didn't even have a portable radio or anything like that. And you got to walk past all kinds of hazards that someone could hide behind to make it to that back door to see if it's secure when the alarm went off, because you don't know why the alarm went off. Could have just been a rat moving across something, or something shaking a window, like the wind. You just didn't know until you got there, and that people are forced to work on that border with all kinds of criminal elements and not receive even the most basic of protections. In ancient times, you know, Josephus was big at fortifying places, and one of the sayings they had around Galilee was the only refuge they had was they could retire to the cities which had walls built by Josephus. Maybe he mucked around a little bit with the written words, but he did make walls, and that's something you need as a primary method of defense anywhere. And if walls don't work, take them away from the prisons and see how fast things denigrate. Report, Mueller has sorted history with FISA court. And pretty much I'd have to say, being where he is and what he did, he probably had to have a sorted history right from the get-go to be basically, you know, the head of a Gestapo for the political oligarchy. So pretty much anything that comes out of this is not something that I can believe or trust. It's something that's manipulating basically anything good or decent that's in the American Constitution, and upstanding for the Bill of Rights is just like something they throw into the dung heap and then pretend that they're somehow doing something good, true, and noble by spying on people and twisting, you know, what should be good laws into something evil. Arizona city officials demand removal of razor wire along the border wall. Well, Nogales, Arizona, never heard of the place, have condemned the installation of new razor wire along the border with Mexico, saying the town is in a battlefield. Well, I know. Maybe we should talk to some people who live in that town and see what they see in their gardens late at night when the dogs are barking. Maybe they have a different opinion. Science and technology, Germany to restrict Facebook's data gathering activities. Facebook is just like an evil Orwellian thing. So is probably LinkedIn and all these other conflagrations. Basically, they're just spy apparatus. And I think that's pretty much open-minded now that the leaders of these organizations are in cahoots with the intelligence agencies overwhelmingly. In the old days, you had to do it the hard way. You know, some guy in a black uniform knocks on the door and he wants to know all your contacts, all your friends, your family, and he interrogates you and questions you. And today, everybody just throws everything on Facebook, the most private and personal information that they could imagine, all their links and contacts, and makes it a whole lot easier to round them up when the time comes, I think. and you don't have to go knocking on doors. You already know. Popular iPhone apps secretly record user screens without permission. RT is coming out with that one, and I think we've heard that all over the place. TechCrunch suggests that mistrust is well-founded. Perhaps people should even be more cautious about what they download. And I've said that before many times, is you don't know what's in an app. And the most fundamental thing you were taught as a child was you don't take candy from strangers. When you grow up, that doesn't negate that saying. You still shouldn't take candy from strangers, because there are strangers that will go after adults as well. It doesn't mean that you got a license to take any candy you want now that you're an adult. Set a good example. Don't take it. And in fact, I wouldn't even want an iPhone, because they're just basically spy phones. I prefer the older technology, hands down, and I guess my life will just be a giant antique store as time goes by, because everything comes with a price, and this price is my personal freedom, my ability to move. It's just ironic that anything I talk about near someone with an iPhone ends up coming in advertising to me within a short period of time. Just banal, stupid things that you might talk about. Once I was just talking about, a better razor or something in conversation. And next thing you know, I'm getting ads from Harry's Razors or something. Well, how did you know that I was talking to someone about that? Because you're spying on that person. You have voice recognition. All these things should just be thrown into a big pile and burned, because basically it is just a stepping stone to the complete surveillance society, the mark of the beast system. Avoid them like you would the plague, unless you prefer to take the mark of the beast. So many seem to be heading in that direction, where they could just care not about any type of liberty, dignity. They have no understanding at all. Even an animal will smell the urine of other animals and know that that's its territory and you shouldn't cross into it, or that there's a danger or a risk. But we just seem to blithely walk into this and hold ourselves to bay. It's just absolutely terrible. Health news, the eat healthiest fermented foods to reduce inflammation and boost your mood. Now, those are very, very important things. And probiotics can improve gut health, very, very essential to keep your body in balance. And, of course, if you take an antibiotic, then you destroy the good natural ones, and you have to put them back, or you're going to find out this isn't the best thing for you. Optimizing your gut with probiotics can boost your mood, energy levels, and reduce inflammation. And inflammation is a big cause of problems with your health. So get into this news blast and see what you got to take that's good for you. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the flip side. Power Our Nation.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund, the originator of Conspiracy-Cafe, where you'll find some interesting documentaries on some of the topics we've discussed today, so you can broaden your horizons and look into the history and join us in trying to find the truth, which is what it's all about, isn't it? Because we'll know it when we have it, because we'll be free, and there'll be no mistake. Just like you walk into a place sometimes with a motion detector and a light goes on, you're going to know, and there'll be no mistake. So I had a very, very bizarre experience before the last show, too. But they always have a saying, the show must go on. Somebody tried to take me out, and it was good. I study the intelligence things and very familiar with all the tactics and techniques they use and such like that. And, I'd have to say, it was almost like a billiard shot. It was so good because the best way to take somebody out, of course, is to make it look like an accident. And then there's never any question because they know at the beginning levels of any type of investigation, no one's going to find anything really complex because they just don't have the skill set. And, I was driving home and, somebody took me out. And, I'm faithful. I pray and, the Lord is my co-pilot. And, he saved my life again. And, I make no bones about that. That, some big truck passed me on the shoulder and came up beside me and he was towing a big trailer, the kind workmen use. So if you're in Dufferin County in Canada and you see one with red paint on the back, that's probably my bumper and fender and, maybe turn him into the police. But, I slowed down to let this guy pass because he just figured, oh, he's an idiot. But, as soon as he got to my right wheel, he came into my lane hard with the back end of this trailer and tried to give me that knock so that he could knock me into oncoming traffic. And then, you hit somebody head on at highway speed and such like that. Well, there's just some kind of thing that they're going to try to blame it on the person who crossed the center line. This guy's going to be gone, and they probably won't even notice in any type of forensic examination, if they even did one, that there's paint from a trailer on the front end of my car. But
I got a lot of experience, millions and millions of miles driving everything under the sun, so it didn't get anywhere, even though everything's crumbling off and I got blowout. I'm able to bring it over to the side and get out of the way of oncoming traffic and anything like that. But, whether that was just something that come to pass or somebody was playing some kind of game, it's not like it hasn't been, strange in some of the circumstances in my past. But that was just another one of them. But like I say, I'm a believer, and anything that comes along, well, Lord, we'll take it on. As my good friend from New York always used to say, and you love it with that Manhattan accent and such like that, bring it on, Lord, bring it on. We miss that girl. She's was quite the spark plug. In one of the books that was banned by Rome, they banned 45 of them. They burned them and get rid of them, destroy everything. So that's what always leads me to believe is, what's hidden from us is closer to the truth than what is not. But in the Gospel of Thomas, which are supposed to be a lot of God's sayings, Jesus' sayings, he says, if those who lead you to you see the kingdom is in heaven, then the birds of the heaven will go before you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will go before you. But the kingdom is within you, and it is without you. When you know yourselves, then you will be known, and you will know that you are the sons of the living Father. But if you do not know yourselves, then you are in poverty, and you are poverty. So a very interesting thing that's talked about a lot is, God is within us. And scientifically, when we look at our brains, very little of it is used. I've been told that since grade school, but nobody tells us, why or how, how come the lights aren't on in so much of our brain? Well, part of it might be that is our link to our Father, and it's just not being stimulated properly to be used, and that we are in a hive mind, perhaps, with the Almighty, and that's how He can communicate with us, and we can communicate back in prayer. A very interesting point, which is probably a fact that is withheld from us, because if we manifest that power, evil's going to have a lot of running to do very fast. We talked about circumcision, too, with Eric Zeus, and Christ had a little speaking on that, too. His disciples said to him, is circumcision useful or not? He said to them, if it were useful, the Father would beget them from their mothers already circumcised. But the true circumcision in the Spirit has proved useful in every way. So that's what Jesus' philosophy was, and that's probably why he was a heretic to the Jews and why they were so angry with his version of religion, is because he didn't accept the circumcision as it was known. And maybe that's a good example for anybody considering that in their later years, that it's more spiritual than physical, in his words. So we're coming up to a break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. Welcome aboard, and on the other side, we'll talk about Lee Oswald.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we would face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
What I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown.
Wells Fargo customers nationwide were unable to use their debit cards or online mobile banking Thursday after the company said it experienced system issues that had resulted in outages. It's unclear how many folks were affected, but Wells Fargo is the fourth largest bank in America. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. We're going to round up our posse and go to New Orleans and Dallas and talk a little more about the Kennedy assassination. One of my favorite TV detectives was Columbo, of course, because there was always a case where, you know, it's just a shoe made to fit, and he'd always have something that troubled him or bothered him about a case, a little piece that just didn't fit. And I guess that's important because he's using logic, and maybe that's where, you know, well, my mom watched that show. I picked up a few of those clues to find something that troubles me once in a while and then wonder how it fits into the bigger picture. In Judith Vary Baker's book on Me and Lee, on page 324, they talk about the Delta's three sister ships. These ships came to New Orleans from South America, and specifically there was one coming from Venezuela, and they secreted rifles in cases of furniture. And she was very, very, quick to volunteer how to do it better so that they wouldn't get caught. And that just was one of those little, you know, lights go on and go on. It just seems totally out of character for for her, and how I understand her is, why would she be, you know, so into guns or something like that? It didn't seem to be her weapon of choice. She was working on, you know, bugs that we inject in our bodies with a needle. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, just sticks in your mind. And there's a great documentary series called The Men Who Killed Kennedy. And you probably find it on my site, I think. And this is living history where they talk to the living witnesses. And you can go through the all the different episodes. And, you know, you hear the facts. You hear all the stuff that never got into the Warren Commission, or, you know, any people who weren't even interviewed by the Warren Commission, and you get a better picture of the truth. And one of those truths was a deputy sheriff who was in the school book depository after the shooting, and he said there were multiple rifles there. And I'm going, okay, you guys smuggled in rifles, and they were supposed to be untraceable. And then if they were going to trace them to anything, it would be to Cuba. Well, then that's like Operation Northwoods. Then you could tie, you know, the assassination and blame it on Castro or something like that. You know, the ultimate villain that they really can't do anything about, and then the real killers could get off scot-free and such. So just one of those things you file in your head, and I always keep reading and going through books and keep reading and going through books and keep reading and going through books. And I had one given to me that was quite good. It's called A Cruel and Shocking Act, The Secret History of the Kennedy Assassination by Philip Sheenan. And this is about the Warren Commission. It goes into all the lawyers and the things they did, the investigations they carried out. It's, you know, probably more on the dry side than adventure stuff. But, you know, you're looking at evidence that they looked at and discarded or not. And it's pertinent to you if you're going to be an investigator into this and look for the truth. But one was very, very just intriguing. One of the CIA officers in Mexico at, you know, the place where Lee's supposed to go and be an idiot or, you know, whatever, get himself on the radar. Turns out Mexico was like the place for, it was the best station in the world for the CIA. They were everywhere. They had everything bugged. They're watching everything, cameras everywhere. So this agent, David Attlee Phillips, seemed to have a conscience. And he left something when he died in 1988. It was a typewritten 8-page outline for a novel about his work in Mexico. But with it came a letter to his children, and where he pretty much revealed that he was Lee Oswald's control agent and that they paid him $800,000 to set up him for life after what happened. And that's the first time I've ever heard of something like that. So he said, Oswald was to assassinate Castro with a sniper's rifle from the upper floor window of a building on route where Castro often drove in an open Jeep. And that he used this precise plan to shoot the president. So I do believe there was a conspiracy and there were more people involved. But I think his role wasn't so much to pull the trigger. I believe it was not to report that someone was going to pull the trigger. Because in Chicago, it was Lee, when they did the attempted assassination on Kennedy for the Chicago trip, who blew the whistle and reported it to the police. And if he kept his mouth shut on this one, maybe that's what he was getting the $800,000 for and a ticket out of Dodge. And I do believe the shooting in the police station of Lee was faked. You know, there's great analysis of that on my blog page that you can look at the pictures. They don't match. You don't see, he's got the wrong gun for one thing. He's holding the Smith & Wesson Lee had Jack Ruby, not the Colt that's supposed to be the murder weapon. So big problem there. And that gun was broken anyway. So very, very dubious circumstances there that make it look like the death was rigged. And in this documentary, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, they talked to the guy who was the specialist for restoration arts on dead bodies in the funeral services. He was like the master of them all in the United States at the time. And he was recruited to work on Kennedy and maybe even the one who's supposed to be Oswald, because Oswald's brother said that wasn't him. And when you look at the photos, the man looks very effeminate. And Lee was a Marine, and he looked like a Marine. He looked, you know, just tough as nails. And to me, they don't look like the same guy. And The Undertaker, when he's interviewed in this series, says when he had to open the grave later in the 80s, the vault was broken into, and the coffin was destroyed from water. It was physically open to the eye. There was a big hole in it. And it, you know, and then he says, that's not the guy I put in there, because he was missing a fundamental autopsy scar, the scar across the top of the head. And he had all the other stuff, the rings, jewelry, clothes, everything looked the same, but he said he was missing an autopsy scar, which is kind of hard to disguise one way or another. So did they play some kind of magical body trick in the intervening years? It's highly likely, because everything about this episode is just bizarre. It's just the masters of covert arts run wild, and what happened in Mexico City should stay in Mexico City, and it probably would, because the agent in charge down there was a chap named Winfield Scott, and in this book they get into great detail on Winfield Scott. It's just absolutely chilling. They even mention the special affairs staff. This was the operation that was set up to overthrow Castro. It was called the SAS, like the British SAS. And I get the feeling it was a cover for killing Kennedy right from the outset, that they were going to pretend to kill Castro. And everything was set up so that no one would think anything of it if they were exposed to it. But in reality, it was set up to kill Kennedy. And Winfield Scott was a very bizarre character, close to James Jesus Angleton. He's a guy who kept his, he had several safes in his office at home where he kept separate files that were separate from everybody, including his top deputies. And that in itself speaks volumes, because he's in direct connect with the orchestrators of the attack, like Alan Dulles and Angleton. And Richard Helms seems to have been covering it up. What a lot of people don't understand is one of the big reasons they killed Kennedy was he took apart a company called World Commerce Corporation. World Commerce Corporation was set up by the intelligence heads of World War II, and they basically laundered all the money, the German Reichsbank loot, and anything else they stole. And they did this with impunity. And Kennedy put them out of business for income tax evasion. This was a company registered in Panama. And it's only mentioned in maybe 10 or 12 books at best ever written. And I was just fortunate enough to buy one when I got a book on the a biography book on General Donovan, the head of the OSS. And there was several pages devoted to this. And it just floored me that this has never been talked about anywhere or exposed anywhere to any great extent, except for the few books that it was published in. And it just shocked me no end that this company existed, what they did with impunity, and what did it morph into after Kennedy was assassinated and Johnson came into place. Was it reestablished or reestablished under another name? But it appears it was business as usual. And what we had here was a war by the intelligence heads going after John Kennedy. And it's not like there wasn't a long list of things to kill him for, especially when you start looking at the money changers and him wanting to get rid of Federal Reserve notes and bring in Treasury notes and such like that. It's just another nail on your coffin, for lack of a better word. But this is what he was up against. And it was just brutal. But it just shocks me no end. Because in this documentary, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, you can hear the All Points Bulletin in the background when they're announcing they're looking for a .30 caliber Mauser rifle from the Texas School Book Depository. And if there's anything you're ever going to watch about The Men Who Killed Kennedy, the beginning and middle episodes are just high on the list. They really are. It's just, that is just fundamental to understand this. There's a lot of books written, too. Don't hesitate to even open them up. But, other things that are revealed in this book is Gerald Ford was an FBI informant on the Warren Commission to J. Edgar Hoover. Very, very important. One of the other big things is they edited the final drafts of the reports the lawyers made. And they just found out by accident that their work was all shod over. Anyway, we hear some music. We're coming up to the break. We'll see you on the other side of the Texas School Book Depository on Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund. Welcome aboard.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And we're off. Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Bryan from Canada. We were mucking around in New Orleans and Dallas and talking about some of the conspiracies that were going on, ones that probably aren't widely reported. Another very important issue from this book that floored me as well was a covert mission one of the lawyers took. He was the only black lawyer on the commission. His name was Coleman. And he was tasked to take a boat, small boat, and go to Cuba and meet someone offshore, Fidel Castro. And they had a meeting for several hours on the yachts and discussed what happened. By and large, he was just basically interviewing him like he was a witness at the commission and reporting on same. But it was all under the cover. This was just kind of kept ex officio completely. And it's only by luck and chance that it got to be known a little bit and exposed to some degree. And he doesn't really have a great recollection of all the things he talked about back then. But just the fact that they did meet and talk secretly, does open another door to this assassination. Was, Castro or some of his agents actively involved in it, perhaps? Or maybe payolas were exchanged? It's difficult to know. But we're always kept in the dark because everything's classified, buried, and we have to dig like ancient archaeologists to get at any sort of truth. And that has been the same through all the ages. Nothing is just handed out except stuff that keeps us enslaved. And if we really want to know the truth, we do have to be like archaeologists. We do have to challenge everything that's put before us. That's something Max Egan talks about quite a lot, and something that you should think about too. You know, there are other eras of dark history in the United States. So we just think that what's going on now today with Trump and Clinton is something new. It was way worse. You know, like one of the best reporters you ever had was Mae Russell. And she's online. She's dead, but she's online now that you can hear her research going back in the day. And, I mean, it is just mind-blowing the level of police state that we existed under back in those days. The Vietnam War era, Nixon, and all that sort of thing is just absolutely bizarre. You know, in 1970, Los Angeles Police Chief Edward M. Davis, a staunch conservative, created the Public Disorders Intelligence Division. 5 years earlier, Davis had performed Criminal Conspiracy Section, California's top political intelligence operation. And then an agent provocateur by the name of Louis Tackwood, very important name, that's something to write down, Louis Tackwood for the LAPD, exposed involvement in dirty tricks and murderous things. Washington Post, October 18, 1971 article, Tackwood identified White House plumbers Martin and White linking the Pentagon to the LAPD. Martin and White were actually former CIA agents, E. Howard Hunt and James McCord, both implicated in the Watergate break-in, and something in Dallas, as far as my memory serves me. Before the 1972 Republican National Convention was switched from San Diego to Miami, members of the LAPD formulated plans to incite riots, kidnap protesters, and incredibly, because they thought Vice President Spiro Agnew's outspoken conservatism was more to their liking, plotted the assassination of Richard Nixon. So there's a great book called The Glass House Tapes that gets into a lot of this material. One of the big things, because time just flies when we get near to the last segment, but one of the big things that came along from all this sort of thing is Nixon wanted to take advantage of this convention going to Miami to have a terrorist attack. And I believe where they, I recall there was eight of them. And as memory serves me, so I don't think they called them the Miami Eight, but maybe they did. They were going to, they were busted for doing some kind of conspiracy to commit a terrorist act. And one person that they were trying to seduce into their fold was John Lennon. And I wrote a little TV play about it that never got anywhere. But, he was supposed to be Osama bin Laden, that they wanted to destroy him. So he was getting involved with the Black Panthers and talking to people who are alleged to be on the shady side of the street. And he was being seduced to go there and be at the place when the bombs went off. And then he'd be framed and they'd blame him for it because Nixon hated him with a passion because he could command more attention than the great Richard Milhouse Nixon, and that he had the power to move mountains with his voice and say something. One was, like getting that guy out of jail on a drug charge where he just sang in the street and just over and over and over again until the state was forced to release this guy from prison. And it's a popular song about it and such. But that just, who's going to do that to overwhelm the state? No lawyers required. John Lennon just sings and a guy's let out of prison. Just amazing power. They were always after him, spying on him, and I believe ultimately they assassinated him as well. Because we see a Bay of Pigs man being the security man at the residence. So that just kind of bodes more that he had something to do with it, and the actual assassin was a patsy, as they usually work them out. It's just a trade thing that they do. But, material that was around in those days about the surveillance grid that was put on people. May 24th, 1983, Los Angeles Times detective and spying case linked to Birch Leader. So this was Larry McDonald, chairman of the John Birch Society, a member of Congress, and he had what were called in those days the crown jewels of private intelligence files. He was also linked to the Munich massacre, that he knew something in intelligence circles through some organization that was called Western Goals, and they were involved with LAPD and the attack the PLO pulled in that day, which would just turned everything upside down at the Munich Games and turned the world into, you know, basically like a post 9/11 world where everything is wacko security and such like that. So they were ordered to turn over 30 computer floppy disks, Western Goals and McDonald, and printouts plus storage tapes and printout to a Los Angeles grand jury. Lawyers want a delay. And then Congressman McDonald kind of got shot down September the 1st, 1983, in an airplane crash that was blamed on the Soviets taking down a commercial airliner. So it's just unbelievable the era that was in the past. Another good book that I have here, too, is Protectors of Privilege, Red Squads and Police Repression in Urban America by Frank Donner. This is our past. This is how the world worked. This is how it's always worked. Even you go back to, old Rome like that. It was just, you know, one faction after another faction, assassinations, killing, trying to get advantage. We've got to leave all that behind somewhere. Anyway, we're coming up to the music, and we're getting to the end of the line, and we hope we've brought out some good information for you that you can prosper with. Thanks for coming out. I'm George Freund, the originator of conspiracy-cafe.com from Canada, and a fill-in guest host here on Power Hour Nation, the source for truth on planet Earth. Welcome, God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Good day.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.